Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion, and particularly the Chayalim and the Chatufim. In the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama and Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara is trying to figure out in what instance, how could it be that according to Reb Meir, if someone Skana b'tavach b'shabbos, they're going to pay 4 and 5. How can Rabbi Meir be mechayev in such a case? What about kim lebe d'rabbi minei? So the Gemara's teretz is pashtus that it's talking about b'toveach al yidei acher. The Gemara is talking about where he sent somebody else to do the tevicha. We don't say kim lebe d'rabbi minei. Even if he's tovech on Shabbos, so if he himself was tovech on Shabbos, kim lebe d'rabbi minei, he doesn't pay the 4 and the 5. But if he has someone else do it, and the Kohen of himself wasn't over on the Yisur Shabbos, so he's not mischayev misa. Since he's not mischayev misa, he has to pay the 4 and the 5. So that's why we say that if someone is going to tovech on Shabbos, he's paying the 4 and the 5. We don't say kim lev d'rabbi minei, for the reason that somebody else is doing it. So the male, he's not chayiv misa, the other guy is. And what's he chayiv? Arba v'chamisha. He's chayiv the 4 and the 5. So that's all the Gemara daf ayin aleph amud aleph. And the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Geneva writes in Halacha Vav, "Asa shliach lishchot lov halacha shliach v'shachtu lei b'shabbos, harei ganu chay b'tashlim medalad vehei." If somebody made a shliach to shecht for him, and the shliach shechts on Shabbos, so the ganav is chayv to pay 4 and 5. Why? Sharei zeh ganav lo asa avon mitzvas beis din. Right, like we just saw that he didn't do the aveir himself. He sent his friend to do it. And Mimela, the Ganav has to pay the 4 and the 5. This is the Sefer Yama Talmud. The Sefer Yama Talmud is written by Rav Moshe Yoshua Heschel Orenstein, who lived from 1774, the 11th of Adar, until... who lived in 1774 until the 11th of Adar of Tavkuf Pei Daled of 1824. Yahrzeit is coming up. It was a Galitziana Shirov, wrote the incredible Sefer Yama Talmud. He was the brother of the Yeshua Siankif. So one of his more chashev, one of the more chashev Sfarim. He didn't live a long life, the Yama Talmud didn't even make it to 50, or just made it to 50. And wasn't so happy about the spread of Hasidus, as it were, but we love his farm no matter what. Akopanim, this is his kasha. He asks as follows, that the Mishneh Lamelech brings this Rambam, and he's medaktik in the Rambam that it's dafka if you made him a shliach stam, and then the shliach shechs on Shabbos, then the ganav is chayiv in tashlum arba vehei, arba v'chamisha. But if he makes him a shliach to shecht on Shabbos, pater mitashlum arba v'chamisha. Why? If he makes him a shliach, the ganav makes the guy a shliach, says, I want you to shech me on Shabbos. If he says stam, then he's chayv in dalad vehei. If he's want to shech me on Shabbos, then he's pater mi dalad vehei. Why? Shemashin is chayv a ganav b'shchitis ha-shliach chidishu. V'kev in the chidishu, ein lanu ele im ken kishe lo nitztarif iser acher b'hadeh. We have a yesod. The yesod is like this, that there are various areas, very few, where a mishaleach is chayiv. One of them is me'ila, and one of them is tvicha. If he's tvecha de acher, then he's chayiv. We say there's shlichus. However, that's only if another iser isn't mixed in. But if he tells him to shecht on Shabbos, that another iser is mixed in, then there's the shlichus is off. And we see the same thing by Mila and the Rambam, 7:2, Ochos Mila, that if someone sends a shliach to do Mila, but there's another iser mixed in, like eating an ola, so Mimela, Nal eating ola, so there's no more shlichus. So here also, there's another iser that was mitzdarif, it tells him to shecht on Shabbos, and Mimela, since there's another iser that was mitzdarif, we say that the shlichus is off. So when the ganav tells the other fella to shecht on Shabbos, then there's going to be no shlichus. I'm telling shecht stamini shecht on Shabbos, then there's shlichus. And then he continues, bring a raya from Ila, v'risi batur. This is the Mishnah Melech speaking. Choshin mishpat shenun shekasav asa shlich l'shchid lo b'shabbos, v'shlich shachat b'shabbos, kasav ram shu chayiv. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Torah didn't understand the Rambam like I did. He wasn't medayik that he's only going to be chayiv if he tells him to shochet stam. If he tells him shecht on Shabbos, then the Mishalech is pater. He yells that even if he tells him to shecht on Shabbos, the Mishalech is chayiv. But that would be because the Torah says the Rambam wasn't meduyak here. And the Rambam says that he sent him to Shecht. He doesn't say he sent him to Shecht on Shabbos. He sent him to Shecht and he Shechted on Shabbos. But if he sent him to Shecht on Shabbos, the Mishnah Melech says it's different. That'd be Meduyik in the Rambam. He says the Torah doesn't think you see that Diyuk in the Rambam, but it happens to be, says the Mishnah Melech, that the Rambam is Meduyik. And it's only if he sent him to Shecht Stam and he Shechts on Shabbos that the Mishalech is Chayv. But if he sends him to Shecht on Shabbos, then the Mishalech is Pater. Why is the Mishalech Pater? Mishalech is pater, because as we said, another iser mixed in, the iser of Chil Shabbos, and the mele of the shlichus is off. So even though the Torah doesn't alter the diktuk is correct. So says the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, so this is all the Mishnah Lamelech has cited by the Yama Talmud. The Yama Talmud asks, V'kasha li, delefizeh, al korchach ayri kan, kishalot sivo aganav l'shechter b'shechter b'shabbos. In other words, when it says here, in the Gemara, b'tavech al ayde acher, that when is he chayav arba v'hei? When he's tavech al ayde acher, it's talking about where he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Because otherwise, ain't shlich l'dvar avei raf, but tvich l'shitas harabim, like we said. There's another iser mixed in. Since there's another iser mixed in, there's going to be no shlichus. And the mishalech, the ganav, is going to be chayav for the tvicha. The ganav is going to be chayiv arba v'hev arba v'chamisha for the tvicha, because there's no shlichus on if he told him to do it on Shabbos, another iser mixed in mel is no shlichus. So when it says here in the Gemara that what's the case of a mayor that he's going to be chayiv arba v'hev, it's talking about dalad v'hev. It's talking about when he didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos, when he told him to shecht stam. V'im kein. My parach hashas lekamon besugye, the man the omer maisi Shabbos de Rabbanon, my time de Rabbanon de patru. Hani hu de maisi Shabbos einu elam de Rabbanon, mikol mako im kemen shashliach shina midas. Mishalchoi, drako panem isru hum asru mid Rabbanon vishina bishlichus, vim ken hashlichus batal. Lakach pat rabbanon de hava ki'ilu acher shachtoi velo shluchoi. To understand this, we have to skip a little bit to later in the sugya. Later in this same sugya, it says there's a machlekes whether ma'isa Shabbos being nene from Isser Shabbos is de rabbanon or de raisa. One opinion says de rabbanon, one opinion it says it's de raisa. So the opinion that says it's the rice is kidamaran, like the Gemara says, v'shmartem is a Shabbos ki kodesh ilachem, and the one who says it's the Rabbanan says that kodesh hi kodesh, vein maaseh kodesh, and memela midoraisa, you're allowed to be nene from isurei Shabbos. Someone who cooks on Shabbos, for example, you're allowed to be nene. So the whole thing is only derabbanan. The rabbis were gozer that maaseh Shabbos b'mezid is aser b'achilo elomis, but that's all gzeira derabbanan. So the Gemara asks, Bishleim l'man domer d'oraisa. We understand, according to the one who holds that Maaseh Shabbos is aser b'achilo mana Torah, abdi l'hochi patur rabbanan. Because of that, the Chachomim, patur the ganav, that his shliach shechted the behema gnuva b'Shabbos from paying the tashlumei dalad vehe. In other words, that's the opinion that differs with Rav Meir. The opinion differs with Rav Meir says that when the shliach of the ganav shechs the behema on Shabbos, then the ganav does not have to pay dalad vehe. Why? Because it's shchita she'ena ruya. It's not a valid shchita. Midaraisa is nishkin shchita. And if it's not a shchita, then into shchita. So why should the ganav have to pay dalad vehe? Elamanda de rabbonon, amai pati rabbonon, but ladasa oimer, that Maaseh Shabbos is only aser b'achila de rabbanon. So why do the chachamim patur the ganav from tashlumei arba v'chamisha? Hare min haTorah ein kol isul le'achol ha'beimah. Mitzad haTorah he should be chayv arba v'he. Because min haTorah there's no isur to eat the behema. So why then does the opinion of the chachamim argue and say that there's no payment of dalad v'he? It's shchita ruuya. If you hold Maaseh Shabbos only to Rabbanan, it's shchita ruuya. So that's the sugya, the part of the sugya that Moreno Rabbeinu, the Baal Yama Talmud, is referring to. So he says, so my parach b'shas l'kaman, b'sugya l'mandam, Maaseh Shabbos to Rabbanan, so what's the kasha of the Gemara here b'chla? Hanu de Maaseh Shabbos to Rabbanan, mikom akom, What are we talking about in the sugya? As we established that the sugya medaber al matzav shema, hasugya medaberet al matzav shehu tziva oto lishchot stam. Hu lo tziva oto lishchot be Shabbat. Hu tziva oto lishchot stam. That's what we saw from earlier in the sugya. That's why Rav Meir says that the ganav is chayv. Because he told him to shech stam. He didn't tell him to shech dafka on Shabbos. He told him to shech stam. So, that's also what we're talking about here. That he told him to shech stam without saying to do it on Shabbos. And then the guy ended up shechting on Shabbos. If that's true, so he was mishana, the shliach was mishana, midas mishalcha. Because al kopanim it's asa derabbanan. And he changed the shlichus. So the shlichus should be batal. And that's why the rabbi's patered. Because it isn't his shliach. So this is very difficult to understand. What's the Gemara's kasha? Leman damel di rabbanon, amai patri rabbanon. If you hold that Maaseh Shabbos is only the rabbanon, why do the rabbis pater? You know why the rabbis pater? Because we're talking about a mitzias where he tells him to shechts the ganav to shechts dam, and he shechts on Shabbos. So even though it's only an issur rabbanon, he was mishana midas balabais. When you're mishana midas balabais, then you're not you're not a shliach b'chla. So that's why the rabbis patered. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why did the rabbis pater? Why did the rabbis pater the shliach of the ganav when his shliach shechted on Shabbos? Ay, Maaseh Shabbos is only the rabbanon, so it's a shchita ruya. The answer, according to what we're saying, should be pashut. The answer is that he was mishana midas balabais. Balabais didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos. And he did so anyway. Baal HaBayis didn't want him to do this Aveira, ostensibly. And he did it anyway. So he's Mishana Midas Baal HaBayis. So what does that mean? It means he's not a shliach. He's not a shliach. So memela, the ganav is pater. So from the Gemara's kasha, the Yama Talmud says maybe there's a raya for the tour. That maybe even in a case where he tells him specifically to shecht on Shabbos, Rav Meir is talking even about such a case. He's talking about where he told him to shecht specifically on Shabbos. And according to Rav Meir, still, the ganav is chayiv. And that's the metzias over here. That he could be talking about even where he told him to do it to shecht on Shabbos. That Rav Meir would say chayiv. And the Chachamim would say pater. And he taka shechted on Shabbos, and he wasn't Mishana Midas Balabais. But if you hold that we're talking about a case, like the Mishnah Melech wanted to say, that he told him to shech stam and he shechs on Shabbos, so here he's Mishana Midas Balabais, and therefore it would make sense that the Ganav would be pater according to the rabbis. So what Bechlal is the Gemara's Kasha? So in fact, the Gemara's the Kasha, it must be, at least seemingly, that even if he tells him to shecht on Shabbos, he's still pater, and it's not considered Mishana Midas Balabais, because it's talking about even where he told him to shecht on Shabbos, and he did as commanded. He did as told. But I'll call upon him, if you say that you want to defend the Mishnah Lamelech, how's the Mishnah Lamelech? Mishnah Lamelech says he's talking about where he tells him stam to shecht. If he tells him stam to shecht, then the guy shechts on Shabbos, even though Maisi Shabbos is only the Rabbanan, but still he's Mishana Midas Balabais, so it makes sense that he's pater. So what b'chal is the Gemara's kasha according to the Mishnah Lamelech? That is the kasha of the Yama Talmud, and this is cited by my great master and Rebbe, one of the greatest of the great of the previous door. If you say a door is every 25 years, so this is the previous door, or of Ben Sion HaKohen Kan. We've learned from his works numerous times. The author of the Avni Tzion, four volumes of Gana Goinim, like thousands of Svarim Baal Peh, just incredible, and with Chedushim everywhere, saying if he would have just sat and written, he could have, you know, he went through the Holocaust, he went through Gehenna, but incredible Bekiyos and Charifos. So he brings this Kasha and Chelek Beis and Simen and Tes that I was sitting with Shabbos afternoon. And this kasha was sent to him by a certain Rav named Rav Yitzchak Leibowitz, who's a Rav in Kila Kadosha, Vineland. I don't know where Vineland is. Wineland? Who knows? Maybe California. They make wine. Anyway, so he adds to this kasha, Farek Shekain B'Nesivas HaMishpat B'Simen Shin Nun Sif Katan Aleph Chedusha Rebbe Kiveger K'su B'Simen Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Chubis Teferis Tzvi Arech Chaim Simen Vov Shara Mishpat Simen Shin Nun Sif Aleph Yeshua Yankiv, the brother of the Yama Talmud, Choshin Mishpat Simen Kuf Pei Beis Dibar Mas Levine B'Shas, and see also in the Koch of Miyankiv and Simen Reshavov. Okay, so you can look there and see what they say. Velule Divrei Agoinim Hanal. If not for what they would say, this is what I would say. Obviously, if they say, I can't say. If they wouldn't have said, this is what I would say. The cave in the Mairi began of Shalasa Tshuva Dayin, Ad Rabba Moisiv Chet Al Chetoi, Vasa Shliach Lishchet Abahema Sheganav. So, we're talking here about a Ganav, and the Ganav Lachari didn't do Tshuva. So, now he's making a Shliach to Shech this animal, right? So, he's not doing Tshuva, right? So, if he didn't do Tshuva, maybe in the future he will. Of course he will. But in the meantime, he has. See, what is he cares about the Issur d'Rabbanan of Maisa Shabbos? He's not such a tzaddik. He doesn't care that the guy is shechting on Shabbos. And that there's an Issur d'Rabbanan of Maisa Shabbos. Ze lo manyen oto. So b'meila, it's not Mishana Mishlichusa. Vayein Taisus Besuka Divra Masla Nikdam Shekas Vadach La'alashasir Lamatan Biyamtif Mikomako Mikri Biyadai. Now this is talking about where there are more grapes than there are leaves on the Hadas. So the Gemara there is talking about the Chiyah. So Tosfos says that it's not such a case that it was Nidche, that it was rendered the Pasul, because it was Biyada. He had the option of removing the grapes. And therefore you can't say that it was Nidche when Yantav came in, because he could have removed the grapes, even though it's Aser. And how do you know, and who says? So the Chivas based Yitzchak and Archaim Simim Mem Gimel Osei, Yitzchak Shmelkis, he says that since we see that he taka was Memayit, we see that he was taka, he removed the grapes, so then it was Biyado. We see that he did the Isser. So that means it was Biyado to remove the grapes. So you can't say that it was pushed away. It wasn't Roy when Yantiv came in, because Lemaisa, he removed the grapes. So you see that he could have done the Isser and made it Roy. And then later on he writes, Lechari Hidecheskus Kashrus before he removed the grapes. See, right now we remove the grapes and he lost his Cheskus Kashrus, but before in the other Cheskus Kashrus, you should consider it Dachui. You should consider it not Roy, because the Gemara is talking about the question of, do we say like Karbanos, that if it's Dachui, can it become Roy again? If it's pushed away, can it become Roy? So we're discussing here, is it really considered pushed away? Because the Einach and Ami on one hand, there are more grapes. On the other hand, it's Biyado to make it not pushed away. Because he could just remove the grapes, even though it's being done by Isser, but he could remove them. So we're saying that, yeah, but he's a Cheskus Kashrus, that he's not going to remove them, so it should be considered Dachui. But the answer is that he loses his Cheskus Kashrus because he removed them. Okay, but that's only afterwards. But before he had a Cheskus Kashrus, so it shouldn't be considered Biyado, that it's in his hand to make it kosher. So the Beis Yitzchak explains that it's talking about where they're right, the Gemara says there in Sukkah, where the Ba'ashkur, Erev Yom Tov, the grapes became black, which passes it. On Erev Yom Tov, in other words, it was already pasul when Yom Tov came in, before Yom Tov came in. And he didn't order another Hadas. So he already lost his Cheskus Kashrus beforehand. And therefore, Yom Tov comes in, it's considered Biyado, even though you're not allowed to be Mamayit B'Yom Tov. And he brings a Raya from Tosfos and Shabbos. So even if a person loses Cheskus Kashrus, whenever a person loses Cheskus Kashrus, even B'Isser is called Biyado, B'Frat B'Isser D'Rabbanon. So removing the grapes, it's probably Nisr D'Rabbanon. So we assume that it's Biyado, meaning he could do it, because he loses Cheskus Kashrus by not making sure that he has a kosher hadas when Yantav comes in. And look also in the Mishnah Melech Perachid Megerish and Alocha Yitches from the Chuvas Harad Bazin Chelak Aleph, that a person's Baal Anida, we don't say Ena Demosa Bilasa Bilaznus. Why not? Because he obviously doesn't care. So he lost his Cheskus Kashrus. So if Sophie's over in Isser Nida, he has him in Cheskus Kashrus. And for this, we have a lot of people discuss this. The Chavis Yarkov, Lamed Ches, Chasim Soif, Reben Ezra, Chelik Beis Nantes, Abnei Melor, Ben Ezra, Lamed Gimel, Pischei Tshuva, Eben Ezra, Kuf Mem Tes, Siv Kon Beis, Pris Avram, Eben Ezra, Simin Yer Aleph, Ben Chaschin, Ech Resh Pei Aleph. So, again, getting back to our case, this relates to our case, that this guy, you can't say he was Mishana Mishlichuso, because the Ganav loses, it doesn't have a Cheskus Kashrus, and therefore you assume he doesn't care if the guy shechs it on Shabbos. So it's not Mishana Mishlichusa. Like we see here, that it's not considered Dachui so much, because it's Biyado Lamata, and even though it's being done by Isser, but he lost his Cheskus Kashrus. So you assume that he's going to be Memayit, and therefore it's not considered Dachui. Then in Cheskin Chomresh Pe'alef, he's Metarit Stivri Rambam, in the 8th parak of Machalos Asuris HaLachavav, that if a person eats the Gid HaNoshev in a Vela, he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv al tznevela and al tzgid anoshe. Even though he passed into Eid Megid and I say tam, it doesn't have tam, so why should he be chayiv al tznevela? Because we can say that b'chol shalok ha'derech hanoa, since he yitzid achshevei. However, We say achzuke v'ayin shibrishi lo machzikina. So whenever a person needs shaloka derech hana, you want to say achshave. You say no. Don't assume that achshave that he's machshav this achila. Because achzuke in shibrishi lo machzikina. We don't assume that somebody's a rasha. So if he eats shaloka derech hana, don't say that he's machshav this achila. He doesn't want to do the yisur. And memela, he's not over the yisur. However, by Gid Anasha of Nevela, he's over on the Yisr of Gid Anasha. Right, Gid Anasha, if Eim Gid Anasha is in Tam, so then if it's not, if it doesn't have Tam, it's an Eitz, so the Torah answers it, the Torah still answers it. And he ate it. So in other words, he ate this Gid Anasha. So he no longer has a Cheskes Kashrus. So he is Machshiv the Sachila. Just like because it's like he loses Ches Kash out to Nevela, out to Gira Nasha. So he also says he's Machshev the fact that he's eating the Nevela. So we do say Achsheve. Because here he already loses Ches Kash, same idea. And so writes the Divrei Chaim and the Chuvis and our Chaim Simon Chof Hei, the Divrei Chaim Ala Torah and Parshas Vayishlach. He's even holding the Divrei Chaim Ala Torah. The Tumim and Choshen Mishpat and Simon Lamed Al Tzivkot Yibbe is very makbit. Moreno Rabbeinu is very makbit to be mitzayin as Mara Makoimus. He used to get upset when people wouldn't write exactly where things are. I was in Williamsburg. I was at a wedding, so in between the chuppah and the first dance, I chapped a ride, and I went to his son's house, who I'd gotten in touch with, and met him. He was very nice to me. He invited me in. Nice air-conditioned room on a hot Williamsburg Sunday afternoon. And they gave me some orange juice, some kosher orange juice. And we spoke part in Yiddish, part in English, and about his father. In any event, he's mitzayin each mayor makoim. And again, no computer. This is before computers, so he knew mamish everything. Ayin betumim choshen mishpat simen lamed dalet sifkat yibbeis, who brings the chuvus b'nei Moshe, that even if you were over in Issa derabbanan, and you lose your cheskas kashrus for divrei Torah, you don't even have a cheskes kashrus for inyanim of Torah, midaraisa. So certainly when you're over on an Isser Torah that you lose your cheskes kashrus l'gabe Yisur d'Rabbanan. And if so, if a person steals a behema and he makes a shlech to shecht from Stam, even though the shlech shechted on Shabbos and it's also Ratz Maisa Shabbos, nevertheless, it's not shinu shlichus. Because in that shechita, well, he wants the guy to do an Aveira. He wants the Shlich to do an Aveira. So, right, it's Asur to Shecht it. So, Memela, he's not going to care that it's Maisa Shabbos and that that it's, he's not going to care about the Lifnei Iver, that the guy's Shechting it on Shabbos. He's not going to care about the Maisa Shabbos that he's eating this Issa D'Rabbanan. That it's Asur D'Rabbanan out to Maisa Shabbos. Loch Patlo. Lama Loch Patlo. כי הוא רואים שהוא שלח אותו לשחוט בהמה גנובה, אז ודאי לא אכפת לו על האכילס מייס השבס. So that's the teretz of the kash of the Yom HaTalmud and the other achronim we mentioned, Nesivis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mamish, home run hitters, the Teferis Tzvi, I think that's the father of the Munkacher, the Yeshua Siyankiv, his brother. And so the teretz of the kash is, again, the kash was, Gemara is talking about where he didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos and he shechted on Shabbos, then why are we mechayiv the mishalech? Why does Gemara ask why he's putter? Why the mishalech is putter on the dalet vehei? He's putter on the dalet vehei because he didn't tell him to shecht on Shabbos and the guy shechted on Shabbos. He's mishana mishlichusa. The answer is nah. It's not called mishana mishlichusa. You're right. Echanami told him to shecht stam, but he wasn't mishana mishlichusa because the ganav doesn't care that he shechted on Shabbos. He's going to eat it anyway. He doesn't care about the Maisa Shabbos, just like he doesn't care about doing the Aveira of shechting a stolen animal. So, Rabbi Isai, there's a Hemshech, there's a Gevaldik Hemshech to this, as there's always a Hemshech in the Avnei Tzion. So I hope I whetted your appetite for this Sefer. It's Mamish. Literally, I once saw it in a store in Geula in the back. It was all dusty, and I picked it up. It's like, whoa. And then the guy screamed at me, Lo, Tetzei Misham, whatever. So I quickly came out. I said, can I buy this? He's like, okay. So I bought the Sefer and I fell in love. This is like 20 years ago. I fell in love. maybe a little less than 20 years. In any event, and then I got one volume, and then I got the other volumes also. Amazing. I found Zohar Sfar. So he has a Sefer on Temura. It's a geschmack. So we should be zochet to learn more from him because it's a Pillay Plus. In any event, we're going to please God learn the Hemshech of the Siman. And it's available on Hebrew books. You can get it there. You can get it on the Oitzer. So it's not today. It's more available than in the olden days. All right. Like I said, I went to the Mechaber's son's house. The Mechaber's already Nifter, I think, in 91. I went to his house to pick up the volumes in pre-computer days. Pre-Yotzer Chochma days, so I didn't have it on computer. But now I have it, Baruch Hashem, so I have it, a hard copy of the computer. Gevaldik. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie friend.